but you can reduce effectively the emotional sensations and things that happened around it by tapping. And it's incredible. I think it's the closest thing to magic that exists.
Well, hello, and in today's session, I'm talking to the lovely Claire Pope. And Claire is an EFT specialist, but also she has a little bit of an interest in print on demand. So, you know, it's like, you can't say I'm interested in print on demand without me grabbing you and talking to you. So, Claire, welcome to the show. It's great
Thank
to have you here. Before we start talking about print on demand and how that can help you and what it can do for you and why you may or may not have already started, let's first of all hear about EFT and what that even stands for.
Okay, so hello, I'm Claire from Clear with Claire. I am a clinical EFT tapping practitioner, and there is an importance to that. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. And the idea is that when things happen to us, so you've got the thing that happened to us and the emotion that came with it, and our brain attaches the two together, and our brains are amazing pattern seekers. So it will look for instances where it was a bit like that time. So it was a bit like this. And so I'll feel like this again. And you just then reinforce what's called the neural pathway. So tapping combines ancient Chinese medicine, so the art of acupuncture, which most people are familiar with as a concept, except there's no needles. You just gently tap on similar points. Again, lots of people are happy to hear that. You tap using your fingers on lots of similar points that would be used in acupuncture, but it combines it with modern psychology to basically dissolve that connection. So then the thing has still happened. You can't change what happened to you, but you can reduce effectively the emotional sensations and things that happened around it by tapping. And it's incredible. I think it's the closest thing to magic that exists.
Wow. And has it, I mean, presumably, because you obviously find that it's the closest thing to magic, does that mean that you've used it yourself and it has helped you?
Yes. So I first came across tapping through a well-timed Facebook advert. So they do work for an app called The Tapping Solution just after we went into lockdown. And at the same time, I was reading a book called The Urban Monk, which talks about doing a gong where you do something consistently for 100 days. So I would literally be like matchsticks in bed being like, I've got to do it because I need to tick the box, which isn't necessarily the most effective way to do it. And then I've discovered about myself, I'm great with a challenge. So I got to my 100 days. I was like, yes, I can have a day off, which turned into two and a week. And then I stopped tapping regularly. But at the time I was a secondary school teacher. So going back into school after lockdown and seeing how many children were struggling to even go into their classroom, let alone do the learning, I was like, I need to share this with them. And somebody pointed out that because it can unlock traumas that maybe you've forgotten about, you need to be able to keep them safe, which terrified me from doing anything in the classroom. But it meant that when the opportunity arose to train, I took it with both hands. I made it work.
Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. And for those people who are just listening to the podcast rather than actually watching it, because this will be on YouTube as a podcast, so people will see it as a YouTube one. Claire just now used both hands. I've never seen that before. Is that something that you suggest, or is that just how you were learning?
No, so tapping... It uses meridian endpoints. I'm trying to think now about people that might be listening. So when the clinical part of it that I said is important is the fact that the guy I trained with basically created a handbook that meant scientific research can be done, because in order for scientific evidence to exist, there has to be different people testing the same thing. So he sort of wrote down the process to ensure that anyone doing it was doing the same thing, and therefore the studies became comparable. And so for that reason, they have a particular pattern, which is the same pattern almost everyone will use when doing EFT, but there's different ways to use that pattern within. So you would always start on the side of the hand and tap on the side of the hand to do what we call a setup and acceptance statement. Then you tap on the inner eyebrow, so the hair, I can show people that are watching, the hair where your eyebrow starts. And then you go to the side of the eye, which isn't the temple, but it's the eye socket. Then you go under the eye, again, the eye socket, not the cheekbone. Then you go under the nose, then under the mouth, so the dip between the lip and the chin. And then we call it the collarbone point, but it's not actually on the bones, it's just below. So if you imagine wearing a tie would be totally in the way for the collarbone point. Then you've got under the arm. So for those of feminine persuasion, it's about where your bra strap sits. For those that are not, if you cross your arms like you're annoyed at somebody, it's where your hand naturally falls anyway. And then we go top of the head. Now, my training actually started on the top of the head, but I'd already been aware of it starting at the eyebrow. I stick with starting at the eyebrow and finishing at the top of the head because the top of the head is where they call it the 1000 meridian point. There's like 1000 meridian endpoints that meet there. So it's a really nice calming place to stop and kind of finish a tapping round. So those are the points.
This is blowing me away. I've seen it, and my, like many people, my only real knowledge of EFT is through the lovely Denise Duffield Thomas, because she is a big fan of it and she always brings it in. But because she talks about it, and I adore Denise Duffield Thomas, I really do, but because it's part of a bigger thing that she talks about,
Yes.
she does it quite quickly. And
Yeah.
those little details of the actual positioning you miss because you're just watching her do it on a video and she's like that.
So, yeah, this is, I've remembered your question was about one hand or both hands. It doesn't matter. And actually, even if you are tapping on a point, it doesn't matter if you're not quite on the point. So, if you wanted to try it yourself, if you tap on the start of your eyebrow,
Does
which
it
is where
matter
the point
that
actually is. No, not at all. If you just
I've got 80
tune into how.
eyebrows, so there's hardly any eyebrows left. We plucked in the 80s. We really
You tune into like how that feels when you tap on that point and then come off of it by going into the center of your eyebrow, you'll notice that it does feel different.
yes.
So you can identify where the correct point is, but equally, the reason it works is you're effectively sending a vibration through the bone. And it works, it's piezoelectricity, which is what you get when you like bash crystals together. I know it's like proper scientific. I don't worry about this bit most of the time. But basically, even if you're not quite on the point, the vibration is still going to be activating that meridian endpoint. So it doesn't matter if you're not exactly on the point.
Well, for someone like me, that's quite a relief because
You can't get it wrong. You cannot get it wrong with EFT.
I've got the typical kind of ADHD brain that says, oh, you're doing it wrong, you're doing it wrong, stop doing it. But no, it's not like that. Because otherwise, I spend all my time focusing on that and not focusing on the thing I'm supposed to be talking about. Or
Yeah.
the other question I have is, it took me a long time to grasp, and I still don't necessarily think I have, whether I'm doing it on the positive outcome that I want or the negative thing that has happened. Because, for example, with Denise, she starts off with, even though, so. That means I'm supposed to be focusing on the thing that I don't like. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so Louise Hay, I don't know if you've come across her. She talks about this with a really great analogy. If you don't realize that your house is dirty, you're not going to clean it. So you have to focus on the negative aspect of it first and acknowledge that there is this problem that exists, whatever it is, whether it's actually a dirty house or clutter. I'm not looking at mine. Or whether it's a belief about money or anxiety, you have to acknowledge that that thing exists if you want to do anything about it. And that's why you start with the negative.
I see, because that, everything we're told is, focus on the positive, manifest, think of the positive. If you tell yourself something, and even if you say not, your brain doesn't hear the not and all of that. And I'm like, oh, that's
Yeah, so again, within my training, we call those, we don't call those. So it might be that you're trying to use it for the positive. So you might still acknowledge, even though my financial situation isn't where I want it to be, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. So the idea is that we want to get to that really deep loving and acceptance of ourselves, but it's really, really hard sometimes. And sometimes I can say the words. I just said the words then and didn't have any problem doing so, but I don't necessarily have the buy-in of belief behind the words, which is really what we're going for. Now, if you're then trying to use that and tapping to use a positive affirmation or manifest something, So if I was trying to, I don't know, call in, this is so far away from where I am, so I'll get it. But even though my financial situation isn't where I want it to be, I call in £100,000 a month. And there's got to be a bit of my brain. And for me, it's always the left-hand side of my brain that goes, it'd be
Oh.
ridiculous. Like, duh. That's what we call a tail ender. And that's where you need to be. So if you're trying to do an affirmation of any kind, but you've got that voice in your brain that goes, you're lying in whatever way it says that, then actually there's something to unpack in the subconscious before you can do the positive affirmation. And again, that then leads you towards focusing on the negative.
That makes sense. That
Good.
does make sense. So how do you do this? How do you get somebody like me and get them started? Do you do it through a Facebook group? Do you do it through one-to-one sessions?
I generally work with one-to-one sessions. I keep trying to do other things and courses, but this is where perhaps my own beliefs and life get in the way of sort of facilitating that, whether it's the act of doing it or the act of putting it out there. But it depends what you want to achieve. I have done some group stuff through local libraries, and that was lovely as an introduction to EFT tapping. But if you've got a challenge or a difficulty that you're very conscious of, then you probably need to be working one to one because you've got to go deep. It's that idea that when the horrible stuff happens to us, our brain shoves it in a bin bag and like deep in the dark recesses of our mind. And you can tap on those things as much as you like on your own. There are apps, there are free tapping scripts all over YouTube, although exercise caution with who you use, as always. But if you're doing it on your own, your brain knows where those black mucky bin bags are, and it is going to protect you from going there because that's why it's shoved it all down in the first place. Whereas actually, if you're working with somebody, they don't know where those places are. Hopefully you will feel safe with them anyway. That the physical part of tapping calms the stress response from the amygdala in the brain. And so suddenly your brain feels safe enough to just go, well, there's a black bin bag over there that might need exploring. And then you might go, whoa, I want to look at that. But you can do EFT very gently to sort of, sometimes it is a very slowly, slowly catch your monkey kind of situation to really go into that bag. Other times you can dive straight in and clear what's in there.
Okay, so for me, right, here's an example. For me, I've always wanted to, and I know this is a trendy thing now. I mean, we're recording this now, July 25, and the last year or so, it's all gone nuts, things like this on the social media and in the sort of world that we're in. However, when I left my sales career, which was about 14, 15 years ago, I said, because I had to do it from an ill health point of view. So I
Okay.
said, right, I want to become a sales coach and go on stages and teach people how I managed to do what I did successfully. And then I joined a speakers club. And I got in front of the eight people of the speakers club and I thought I was going to die.
Yes.
So I was like, perhaps
I'm
this is
sure you're
the
aware
correct
already, the
choice
fear
to
of
make.
public speaking is actually bigger than the fear of death for most people,
And spiders.
which is bonkers. But EFT can be brilliant for eliminating fears and phobias, and usually you can bash those on the head within three sessions.
Wow, no way. The other thing that I hate are the telephone. That is the telephone. I hate making phone calls. I will FaceTime my mum every night rather than ring her. My mum. What is my mum going to
It's
say to me
funny.
on the phone that could be so bad that somehow I'm better? I don't know if it's the 20 odd years of sales and reading people's body language.
I was just going to say the same thing. And I think, especially when it's our parents, we pick up a lot of stuff from them in childhood that causes, unfortunately, some of the challenges. And I say that with love because all of us, as parents, at any point in time, are doing the best we can with the information that we have, but also the capacity that we have at any time. So it's not about blaming or shaming. But if all you've got is tone of voice, it might come across wrong. Whereas actually, if you've got the tone of voice with the facial expression, then it might be interpreted differently. So I do think there's some sense in there. And you can stop beating yourself up about it.
That's marvelous. Thank you. The other thing with it is because it's not just mum, it's loads of people. The other thing is that, so if I'm trying to make an appointment, like I was trying to make an appointment at the vet's, so all around the house is doing it online, whereas I could just have picked up the phone. But I
I totally
didn't.
relate to your struggle, though. I'm quite similar.
It's very strange. And nobody knows whether it's telephonophobia or telephobia because it's or phonophobia. Everyone sort of comes up with a different thing for it. But anyway, my way of thinking about it is somehow when I'm face to face talking to somebody, I have longer for my brain to deal with things. Whereas when you're speaking to people, they seem to want, I can't click. Oh, I can. Sometimes I can. They seem to want an answer immediately, and they don't like allow necessarily. I mean, they probably do, but in my brain, they don't allow the time to think. So that's.
I've come to the realization that expectations are everything that's wrong with absolutely anything in the world.
I like
Because you've got an expectation that people expect an instant response. People may or may not have an expectation to have an instant response. And straight away, you've got a problem because of expectations.
Yeah, I should just concentrate on my own thinking and stop worrying about theirs. So these are two places that I will be talking to you about EFT, definitely.
Amazing.
But let's talk about three other initials and let's talk about how EFT could be on POD.
Absolutely.
So from a print-on-demand point of view, what do you know about it? What do you know it as being?
Print on demand. So the idea that somebody creates something but doesn't have to have it physically created until the point at which somebody buys it.
Excellent, excellent. Big tick, gold star.
Thank you very
Definitely.
much.
That is right. And it's not that you that has to create it, which
No.
is a game changer. I
Yes, that
started,
was how I did it, actually.
personally with a printer, and I've still got the printer, just use normal ink now instead of the proper stuff, printing stuff. A heat press got through four, a cutting machine for vinyl. Bought all this stuff, bought all these blanks, made £2.50, £3 on each one, each thing. And it was just like, oh, this is
A
dreadful.
lot of work, isn't it?
And then I found someone else can do it anyway. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And they can send it anywhere in the world. What? And I don't have to be begging the postmistress at the post office anymore. Hey, please let me in, please let me in, please let
It
me
does
in.
sound really bonkers, though, doesn't it? And I think when you start exploring it, like lots of like, how can I make some passive income ideas? It can sound a bit harebrained and ridiculous, but actually, it's massive nowadays.
Yeah, and I think the biggest problem I've had personally with showing telling people about it and training people in it and getting the message across is that it's too good to be true factor. That everybody's looking for some kind of flaw, some kind of issue, some kind of.
Yeah, and actually, even as we've said both of those things, I'm aware of my own mindset about it. That because, and I think once you're in any world, you start seeing a lot more of that world. There is a reason for that. But when you're then in print on demand, it can seem quite saturated. And
Yeah.
then, of course, if you're in any forums, you've got people copying other people's designs and things like that. But it can start to feel quite negative. But that's potentially a mindset thing. And that impacts everything and definitely impacted my print on demand journey for sure.
So you started looking at it, and then
Yes.
did you hit a brick wall? Is that what happened?
I was doing creations. I was, so I had a small boy at the time. He's now 6 and a half. I can't honestly remember when it was that I started doing print on demand. Probably came across it through YouTube. And I used, am I allowed to say the name of it? I used a website called Placeit to effectively create my designs. So, being as an ex-teacher, very aware of safeguarding stuff, I'm aware that putting names on children's things can actually endanger them. So, I was just doing initial letters with cute little dinosaurs because my son loved dinosaurs. And so, I was using Placeit to put the two graphics together in different colors. I loved what I created, I was really proud of them. I thought they were beautiful. And then I think I used Redbubble as the main store through which I was selling. I tried to do some trend stuff, but probably not really for me in terms of what I was trying to create. And then because I was following people on YouTube, one of them was doing reviews of people's designs. And I put one of mine forwards.
That's very brave. That's very
I
brave.
wanted to know. I
Very
think at
brave
the
of them.
time, there was probably still a lot of need for external validation, like in terms of my own journey and wanting to know if it's good enough. It's all very well you thinking it's amazing, or your partner backing you up and going, "Yeah, that's really cool." But actually, when nothing's selling or the marketing's difficult, then you've got no idea, really. I put one of my designs forward, and I think the guy reviewed about four or five different designs within the session and said there was one that was a clear winner in terms of sort of how good it was and longitude and it being an evergreen type design. And it was mine. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And they made a suggestion about doing different animals with it and putting it up on Etsy. And I tentatively tried. But then I was like, oh, it's all too much. It's all too much. I can't possibly. And I stopped completely.
Yeah, that's
Completely.
overwhelming. I totally get that. And I have done all the things. I have done the same. When I first fell in love with print on demand, I wanted to be on everything. And there are companies out there where you can put one design on and it goes ping, 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 ping over all these different companies.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this is amazing. Look at me churning out all these designs every day. This is brilliant. And I've had to really have a word with myself and scale back. And even the platforms now, don't get me wrong, I've left everything up there that I've got up there because it's still out there working for me.
Mine's all still up, and I made a sale 2 years ago at Christmas.
There you go. And isn't
I
it?
think it was fairly pitiful the amount of money that came from it. I was like, oh yeah, that's why I was doing that, so that I've done all the hard work, and then I don't have to keep doing all the hard work, and the money can still come in.
That was it. So, for me, I've scaled, and anybody that watches my YouTube channel will know that I've got a whole playlist all about Redbubble. And
Amazing.
I talk about things like Amazon Merch on Demand, the Amazon version of Print on Demand. And I talk about lots of other places as well. Society6, I love purely because they do such random things. Anyone that gets a
Okay.
print on demand sideboard or credenza, as it's called, perfect word for Scrabble. But anybody that does that, or Apple watch straps or deck chairs, I'm like, oh, I've got to have a piece of that.
Yeah, that's
However,
pretty funky.
yeah, so the platforms are brilliant. They do have a couple of drawbacks. For a start, the UK audience doesn't really like to pay those prices because they're quite expensive. We are people who like to go to George at Asda and we can pick up a t-shirt for £7. So
Yeah.
it needs to be something a bit special for us to pay the up to £20 for a t-shirt and then pay postage on top. So because of that puts a lot of people in the UK off. All around the world, they're not so fussy. All around the world,
No.
especially in the States, they're much happier to buy a t-shirt because it's got something great on it, wear it a few times, chuck it away. It's not the same. It's a different mentality over here.
Yeah.
I mean, I've still got clothes older than my children, and my twins are now 24. So just because I'm
I
like,
mean, they wouldn't fit me anymore, but I'm pretty sure I'm probably the
so yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it earlier actually. My funeral suit, I've got a dark suit that I wear for funerals. I'm like, I don't really want to replace it because I don't want to go out buying something, especially for funerals, because then that means that I feel like
You
I'm
genuinely
asking
thought you've
for.
already you meant that you'd already picked out your own suit for your
Oh
own funeral.
no, I'm not going to have an open casket. None of that. So anyway, but yeah, that's sort of how I think. I think, oh, I'll just keep that because it's useful for when there's a funeral, but I don't really want to go out and buy a new one, especially for
No.
funerals. It seems a bit. Anyway, that's all beside the point. So, platforms, the other problem with a platform is that you don't get the customer's details. So, if you want to do any follow up and you want to be able to do a further marketing thing or anything, you can't. Or
Can't
if
do
they've
that,
got an
yeah.
issue, they don't come to you, they go to the platform. Now, this is a double-edged sword. There is a benefit with this in that it's the platform's problem.
Absolutely.
Let them deal with it. But if you're like me, I'm a sort of above and beyond type person. And if something's gone wrong for somebody, I want to really make sure they know that it matters to me and that.
Absolutely, because you worry as well about the impact on your business, don't you? Like if there's negative reviews or anything like that.
So for me, I would rather be able to have sort of that dialogue with them. So because of that, I started working with a lady called Marie Walker, who you've probably seen me talk about before. And I did a podcast episode with her just the other day. So
Amazing.
about that, in fact, it would be the episode before this one. And Marie is a printer out in Belfast who also loves the idea of print on demand.
Okay.
So she has made their sort of 30-year print business go down the route of print on demand,
Wow.
which means, oh, and then they bought loads of expensive software so that then they could create print on demand websites, which means now we can do print on
Okay.
demand with our own website in the ways of things like Shopify and Wix
Yes.
and LaunchCart. However, what we do with Pod 123, which is what I'm talking about here, what we do with that is because we're linked directly to Marie and the lady that owns the software and everything now, there's no middle point. So for something like Shopify, which isn't a platform in the same way as Redbubble and things like that, with Shopify, you always had to get an integration, which would have been Printful or somebody else, which means there's three people making a profit from this. And we're back in that situation again that we are with the platforms, where it's 20 quid for a t-shirt, postage. So that's what I'm talking about now to everybody. So while I still love Redbubble, you were my first love. And it is a great introduction. It really is. But they did tell me a few years ago that got everybody's goat, and I'll link to it for YouTubers. I'll link to it here in this video. They introduced fees, which meant that for most people, there are a couple of different tiers with Redbubble, but you can't choose which one to go in. They just place you in it. So if you're in the lower tier, which most people are, the standard bottom, it means
We've got to start somewhere.
absolutely. But it means that, for example, with you, when you got your oh, I've earned, oh, is that it? You get they take a percentage back off you, because that's the fee. Now, I get it. Lockdown was happening, the world was in a mess, and all of that. But Society 6 imposed a membership fee during lockdown. But then, when things were recovering again, they took it off.
Oh, interesting.
Everything was coming back. The financial situation was getting better, so they took it off. Redbubble haven't. So it sort of put me off a bit of a sour taste in my mouth.
Understandable for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we've started doing our websites with Pod 123. Now, this isn't, I don't want this to turn into an advert for Pod 123, but the reason I'm talking to you about it is because it's something that you only pay once for. So you pay for the video course, or you pay for the online workshop, which is live. I'm sounding like I'm promoting again, don't mean, but you need to know the information. But you also get a free Facebook group for continued support afterwards and extra training and stuff. And if you get the live workshop, you automatically get the videos of the video version as well.
Amazing. That's my kind of stuff.
The main thing about it is you only pay once. So you pay for the training, you don't pay for the website. So that you're not paying a monthly fee on.
You're selling this very well, Joe.
I can't help myself, because I think it would be perfect for what you're doing,
I
because
think so. I did genuinely consider doing it, I think a year or two ago, but I think it clashed with something else that I had going on.
yeah, the reason I think it'd be good for you is because you can buy the thing once, do the thing once, and then you start a website about your EFT stuff, and believe me, people want that. Want all of that. I mean, imagine a t-shirt where you've got all just very simple line drawings, and do it in black because everybody likes slimming.
Course.
But with white text, white font on. Very simple drawings of all the places just going along. That would sell. I know I would buy it.
That is a great idea.
And I tell you one that would really.
When's your next Pod 1, 2, 3 course, Joe?
I'm not telling you, because that's too salesy. Run away. But what What I was, there's always links to it in the show notes, believe me. No, nobody can get away without that. The other thing you could do, how about this for something a bit different? Do it mirror image. So it's back to front. Because when people are doing it, they're not
The
going to be looking
mirror.
down. They're going to be looking in the
No.
mirror and going, what do I do next?
Well, there's a reason why you're so good at what you do, isn't there?
But it's only because of my own brain. Because
Yeah.
I think, oh, I'm so busy thinking about what I do next that I forget what I'm supposed to be thinking about, like I said earlier. So if you've got it here, you're like, right, okay, this
Yeah, I love that.
amazing.
Genius.
That would sell like billio, I tell
It
you.
would.
However, what then if you want to do your son's dinosaurs? You can just open
Oh.
another shop. You can have a
Yeah,
that
because totally unrelated. Yeah, this tends to be my problem a lot.
rather than having, don't have one shop with a tab for dinosaurs, a tab for EFT. It confuses people. You get a mixture of people coming to your site, and that doesn't
Getting
help at all.
confused, not buying. Yeah.
Help Google go, well, I don't know what this is. Let's just not bother ranking it or not.
That sounds amazing.
Because you are asking us for more training. You've already had your training as far as we're concerned. That's it. You've done it. I mean, yeah. Don't get
Yeah,
me
it's one of
wrong.
those once you know, don't you? It's
Yeah, exactly.
you could have a refresher. I do tend to like live stuff. And I think that was the one of the things that drew me to wanting to do the Pod 1-2-3 when I saw it, was the idea that actually it was kind of going to be created as you were there, so that you don't have to go away and go, oh no, how did I do that bit again? It's done in real time. And I think the energy of people and bouncing ideas off of people, you can't match that in quite the same way online.
And in the same way, you know, you talk about safeguarding. We don't like to video these things, these live workshops. Although we're only doing them online at the moment, we'll probably introduce the in-person ones again because we like it now. But it feels wrong to be videoing a whole room full of people. Even if you turn their cameras off, even if you hide that bit, we've still got the interaction. We've still got people putting their comments, asking their questions, things like that. It feels wrong. So that's why we've done it like this, so that people do the online workshop. They get to watch it and do the interaction and everything and have your questions answered with us while you're going through it. But then we're really aware that it's a one-day workshop and you're taking in a lot of information. And even if you're trying to keep up and do, some people do and create their store as we go, and other people sort of start and then sort of think, oh, I'll go back and do that after. You can't possibly take all those notes. So that's why we've got a video version of it. So it's always there for you to go and have a refresher. And plus, you might want to open your EFT store and then in 6 months think, this is going really well. Now I'll do the dinosaur one. Oh, where do I start?
Now I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, and so that's why we do it like that. So
Sounds
I
great.
will leave you with that to investigate. Our next,
Thank you.
this obviously is a podcast, so it will always be out there, but we do them every couple of months. We do them
Amazing.
roughly about every 8 weeks, usually on a Tuesday. I say it's all day, it's 6 hours, and we have a break for lunch, and we do have breaks, regular breaks, because the technical bit, you do have to take it in. You don't have to be a
Fry your brain, can't you? Can't it?
absolutely. And Claire, you will attest to this. I am clearly not a technical genius. It took me 5 minutes to work out how to get these two pictures next to each other, and I was very grateful for your help. I still can't figure out how to blur this background.
I'll
So
try and do mine and I'll let you know.
that would be brilliant. That would be brilliant. It should be the bit that says blur background. Why is it not? But
Yeah, I definitely did mine in the other settings. Anyway.
it's insane, but I can do print on demand and I can make money from it. I have been making money from it for 15 years now. I also do
That is incredible.
KDP because that is print on demand
Yes. Yeah.
and other book print on demand companies as
Yeah,
well.
I think I definitely shiny pennied that as well when I was like, I'm doing this thing, but ooh,
But people
whoa.
don't realize that that's print on demand. People
Yeah.
think Amazon have got like piles of their books sitting there. I'm like, no, that's not how it works. Why did it take 2 days to come? I'm used to Amazon Prime delivering in one day. Well, they've got a print thing.
Yeah, they had to make it first.
Yeah. So it does all come together. So
It does. And speaking of coming together, should probably talk about how POD and EFT would come together. So I said that being told that I had a really good design that would be amazing, and that's stopping me. With what I know now, that was about fear of success. And that relates to an early childhood experience where my cousin called me a boff. Many other experiences as well, but that one's a particular standout. But it made me feel so uncomfortable that I think for a very long time I've kind of subconsciously kept myself small and not done things to be successful because I didn't want that kind of backlash.
What a shame. What a shame.
Absolutely. But I
And
tapped
that
out. I found
compelling
I
experience.
discovered that was the problem through tapping and could, like I say, detach the emotion from the thing that happened, that I'm getting much better at putting myself out there now.
Good for you. Good for you. However, you don't even have to do that because
No, you don't.
I've got websites that nobody knows are mine.
Oh.
Nobody knows they're mine. Nobody has any idea that I'm selling these particular things.
That is
So
good.
it means you can go off on all these tangents and do all this stuff and
And it doesn't look like you.
nobody knows. Now, obviously, you want to attract people to your website. You want people to find it, but you want people to find your products. So this is where you have to do things like Facebook ads and things like that,
Yeah.
or other ads, Google ads and such, or that's when it's a good idea to tell people about it. But
Yeah.
if you're doing your keywords and if you're really, really working on it anyway, I hate to say, I'm loath to say, if you create it, people will come, because the internet is a very busy place now
Yes.
and it's much harder to get eyes on your
Absolutely.
products. However, if you don't create it in the first place, you're not getting anywhere.
No,
So,
absolutely. Absolutely that. And
yeah.
I think again, like the mindset thing, there's so many different ways to shift mindset. EFT is a very powerful way to do it, but there are other ways. And I think I mentioned earlier, I was like, there's a reason for that. There's a part that we've all got in our brain called the reticular activating system. Have you come across this one, Joan?
I have heard of it, but that's about
Yeah.
all I know.
It's like a filter or antennae in our brain that is constantly looking for confirmation of what we believe to be true already. And the most familiar way in which we see it in action is the whole new car thing. So, like, nobody's driving your particular car until you buy this brand new car. And then suddenly everyone's driving this car. It's because it's now within your radar and your own mind, even if you're just looking at getting a car, not actually having bought it. But that applies to everything. So I'm also a private math tutor because, one business isn't enough. And within that, I see that in action in two different ways, both positive and negative. So the negative way for me is that I believe everyone in my area wants one-to-one tuition, that nobody wants groups. And so, firstly, I don't put myself out there for groups. But
Right.
secondly, everyone contacts me about one-to-one, even if I'm trying to do a group. But the positive way in which that works is that I also truly believe that I have the best clients. And so I keep getting all this confirmation that I have the best clients. I send out invoices and I'm paid within seconds. I'm like, oh my God, my clients are amazing. I've got the best clients. So we're constantly feeding something, and there's a choice about what you feed. I think there's a wolf and dog story about that as well, isn't there? But that's the reticular activating system. But once you're aware of it, you can shift it.
That is amazing. That is amazing. You've learned so much about all this. You know some stuff. I'll give you that. Oh my goodness.
You.
There is so much. I can see a range of mokes. I know it's so much. So whether you do print on demand or not, that, I mean, it's another business that is something else for you to think about. But whether you do print on demand or not, I wish you masses of success and love,
You
because
very much.
I love the way that you've handled your life. And we were speaking a little bit off camera beforehand. We are both divorcees. We're both have been single parents, and that's a lot.
It is a lot. Yeah.
So all power to you, girl.
Thank you very much.
All power to you. So
Thank you.
with that, I will bid you goodbye. Please, please do give us all your links. I would love to find out more, and I will
Thank
definitely
you.
be having a look. But I know that the people listening to this will find it useful too. We want to make sure we're doing EFT properly, Even though, as you say, there's still the vibration and stuff, I can't help it. I'm a Virgo. I can't help it. I'm like, I can't do it unless it's like the right way to do it. Okay, I'm only half doing it. I won't bother. That's how my brain works.
I can tap that out for you. It's fine.
Marvelous. I love that. That's another one. I can say it out.
Yes. But I have to watch this back and take notes. Get
Yeah,
going.
absolutely. Oh, you'll have to listen. We'll get at least one listener then. Amazing.
I'm sure you have plenty more than that, Joe.
Yeah, well, it's quite new, the podcast at the moment, but it's coming. I love it. I'm learning so much.
Anything, it has to start somewhere, doesn't it? It
It
has to
does.
start somewhere.
The only problem is everyone I speak to, I love everything. So I'm going to end up very poor if I keep doing this. So, right, I will leave you to it. Have a wonderful rest of the day, and thank you so much for joining me. It's been so interesting.
Thank you for having me. It's been lovely.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye.